Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and Michelle King Robeson, my wonderful co-host, is on travel. Okay, here's an interesting combination of words, lipstick and liquor. Yeah, we're going to talk about the hidden epidemic of women who drink. You know, this is one of those situations where you've got the woman down the street, maybe she's got three kids, and when she's putting out that recyclable, there are all those bottles. What's going on in that house? Lipstick and Liquor actually was based upon a wonderful documentary that was recently done. And this was all about, what is this epidemic? What's the stigma? What's going on with women per se and alcoholism across America? And I can't think of a better person to discuss this than my wonderful colleague, Dr. Michael Barron, who is the medical director of The Ranch, which is one of the premier facilities treating addiction as part of Elements Behavioral Health, the largest residential addiction network of centers in the United States. Dr. Barron, welcome to Her Radio. And I'm so happy because I know that a lot of women out there are listening and they're saying, lipstick and liquor, what's that about? Dr. Barron, what is this epidemic of women and alcoholism?
Well, number one, I really appreciate you having me on. It's always great to speak to you, even through the radio. Lipstick and liquor is a epidemic. It's been an epidemic, and it not only affects women, it affects men as well, but it's an epidemic of women that drink, and they drink quietly. No one knows that they're alcoholic. They hide it well until they're no longer able to hide it. And it depends on what brings them out as to when they get help, when they get treatment. It's a bad disease, and it is in our country at epidemic proportions.
Now, when you're saying epidemic, I've been looking at some numbers here, Dr. Barron. For instance, nearly 14 million U.S. women binge drink about 3 to 4 times a month. There's a 65% rise in the number of older women who are treated for alcoholism in the past 5 years. What's going on?
Well, it's the numbers out of the CDC basically state about 15% of women binge drink. That is, they have 4 or more drinks in about a 2-hour period at least once a month. Many women do that every day, and they're just called heavy drinkers. They're all alcoholic, and it's kind of mincing words whether we call them binge drinkers, heavy drinkers, alcoholic drinkers. Someone that drinks more than 4 or 5 drinks someone being a woman that drinks more than 4 or 5 drinks in a day is alcoholic. And they've been in the closet about it. There's a lot of shame about this disease. It's the disease that really says to you, you don't have a disease. So there's a denial process going in there that says, well, you're not really sick, you're functioning. You still pick up the kids after school, you still go to school, you still go to work, you're still able to function, so you're not really alcoholic, which is a way that we keep ourselves ill. And these women are very ill. It's a lethal disease, and it's a progressively lethal disease.
I'm trying to understand, you know, why it is there's a negative stigma specifically with women. What's going on with the women thing that is so specific and unique in terms of stigma? You see guys are alcoholic, and I think we see a lot more of that maybe in the media and other places, and I guess maybe we're kind of almost used to it, not that there's no stigma there, but what's with women? Why is there more of a negative stigma?
Well, with men, you know, it's cool to hang out with your bud and drink, watch a football game, go to a ball game. Women tend, when they do go out, have a glass of wine or maybe 1.5 glasses of wine. it's really not cool to drink, a whole bottle of wine or hang out at the bar. People are called lushes, cheap. It really kind of like coronary artery disease this way. It's always been under-recognized. Women tend not to get good health care because they're not expected to be ill with this type of disease. So questions aren't asked at the primary care doctor, how much do you drink? Because, well, you go to the doctor, you don't look like you're drunk then, so that question isn't asked. Same question is, do you have chest pain ever? It isn't asked. We're learning now that women now have equal amounts of heart disease. They have actually probably increased alcohol disease that's not recognized. It's a lot of it's stigma, a lot of it's poor training in medical schools, and it's in the closet.
Well, I think it's both ways. Clearly, I think you brought up a brilliant point, and that is that we don't ask as physicians, appearances can be very deceiving, no question about that. I also think that, when it comes to women, we have to be perfect. It's the P word, the perfect mother, the perfect spouse, and it goes on and on. And as part of that perfection, God forbid, we actually we'll have something shameful going on, like drinking in the closet, to be able to self-soothe and to, as it were, maladapt in terms of dealing with any kind of stresses in our life. And I think maybe that weighs heavily. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. The more shame someone has about their drinking, the more they're likely to drink, because that's the only way they know how to handle the shame. So it goes around in a vicious cycle. And again, physicians aren't trained in addiction. I'm connected to a very good medical school that teaches medical students 4 hours worth of classes on alcohol addiction, drug addiction, per their 4 years. It's crazy. It's a leading illness in this country, and we're just not training our doctors to ask the right questions. We're not training them how to treat this disease, even. And
well, you know, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, Pam.
Well, I was just thinking, out at the ranch where you are medical director, I know this is one of the premier centers in the United States to treat addiction across the board. But when you're looking at alcoholism there, do you see right off the bat whether or not it's sort of a 50-50 in terms of the demographic that actually presents for this, male and female, or how does that work?
By the time someone gets to us, they're already out of the closet. No one comes to treatment because they just want to. They usually basically have to. They don't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to sign into treatment today because I have this problem. It's usually the husband or work or children or somebody intervenes and says, you got a problem. You got to address it now. So it's a kind of a more of an end stage when it gets to us. When it hits, in the early 20s, after college, someone continues
right.
to drink, and then it's probably a 50-50 disease. Yeah.
Right.
It's not recognized as much.
I know that women out there are now very, very interested in learning more, and I think that they should definitely go to recoveryranch.com, which is the recovery website, as well as go to Dr. Mike Baron, BARON.com, and look at that documentary, Lipstick and Liquor. Dr. Baron, we can't thank you enough for coming on and helping us understand the relationship between women and alcohol. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to her radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.